partying. You won't be fighting the illin', you're just partying down with the monkeys out with yours truly. And the original B-I-Z, okay, I was the E, and I came to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place, and everywhere that I perform and do a show, as long as you know that.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 You know me at the B-I-Z, I'm A-R-K-I-E-N. I go for what I know, do when a show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to rock, to make the ladies scream and shout. I'm bound to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Mardi rapper, no tapper, always have a fun. And when you hear the biz monkey, I get the job done. Yes, I'm the M-A-R-K-I-E-N, you know that's me. I got the stutter step to keep in check, my speed is so unique. They say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the Latin Quarter, rooftop, Dean Square, and Roseland. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even my for the World Fair at Devil Center. Parting the way that I'll be talking about the places I'll be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I figure that your own mind don't want it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. Go on it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you know that I'm a highly recognized as the king of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why.
I once messed with, or better yet, skins that I swung apps with. Face full of grace, waist shape like Vanessa, the Rio, Amio, my brother Heather had big juicy lips, wide hips, you had to call fat, stack back to back, yo, the hooker was all that, and lots more, and baby girl I had the hots for, but I'm really not sure who she spread the twat for. Heard it was a kid across town named Hector, but I didn't give a heck, so I still went and checked her on the down low. He ain't around, so out of sight, out of mind, get your coat and let's go. So we dip, in the whip and we was gone. Off the city, all of us, they had it going on. Two guts of food, not a move was set. Caviar at the bar, Red Star Moet. Silk suit spinning loop like a straight up mat. When I felt somebody finger tapping me on my back, I turned around quick. But before I could begin, all I seen was a Big Mac 10. Hey yo, it's a boyfriend. Yo, I broke camp, ran like a champ, yep, I jetted. Off to the trunk for the pump, time to set it. Money kept screaming some crap that I dissed him, so I started letting off, but I missed him. Honey got scared and called a 5-0 show, yo. You know the half duke's time for me to go, cause I ain't the type to be doing no bid for a dame or a lame brain punk Spanish kid, so I chill. Call a hooker up the next day, she told her come over, yo, bet I'm on my way. Be the intersect, yo, I'm not too far. She said park around the back so he don't see the car. Met me at the door with a kiss and a smile. I said, sorry about last night, money kinda wild. Yeah, I know, small thing, don't worry. Just show me to your room so we can do this in a hurry. Kissed her from the earlobes down to her chest. Went for the belly button and the hell with the rest. Got her butt naked and before a second pass, I had her on the bed with my fingers up her. Now she's ready, set for a good steady banging. Until she looked down and see Moby Dick hanging. She told me, take it easy, yo, trust me, just chill. Knowing once I get up in it, yo, I'm going for the kill. So she spread them thick, rich, and creamy like mayo. Ayo, layo, the tip is on the way, yo. Pick the legs back, just about to slide in when the door burst open. Damn, it's a boyfriend. Did it again.
All I'd say, my man's Norm in the house. Can't forget my man Todd in the house. Man Swan in the house. Can't forget my man Craig's in the house. Goofy got my man Spell in the house. This goes out to all you dancers. You always say, I don't be making your dance. Even if that be, I might get an asthma attack. So right about now, I'm gonna kick a little short funker version and tell you how my new dance goes. A little something like this. Hold up. Anyway, I like to say this go out to Brooklyn, Uptown, Bronx, Long Island, Queens, especially New Jersey, D.C., Philly, Virginia, everybody on the East Coast. Got the West Coast. I hope you can get up on this damn. We gonna kick a little something. Okay, I'm gonna kick a little something. I'm gonna kick a little something like this. I like this in the wild, but I really didn't do nothing like this in the wild, though. But we gonna get funky, cause this be the kind of all the funky tip to check it out. I didn't do nothing like this in the wild, that's why I gotta do it with Vanessa style. Not a lot of people got to dance like jingling, but this dance will have your box tingling. When you jingling it, you don't your body. If you don't play, be the life of the party. You gotta whip baggy pants to get moved. And please jerk your body to get in the groove. James Brown, Grady, George, Jefferson, they can do this, cause it's updated all for what it is called Gator. You hear what I said? Yo, it's called a Gator. The way you got to do it, I won't tell you how to do it now. You gotta get funky. You gotta grab the belt. And you gotta have like one leg like ostrich on the cripple ship. And then you gotta have a movement. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have that with it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I want you to just go tell them just to clap your hands to the beat. You know what I'm saying? Got my man, he gonna tell everybody to clap their hands. But we gonna kick a little something like this.
This gonna be our new single. And when you hear the story, you say it's alright though. Yo, Groovy, why'd you give me a cue? One more cue and then I'm ready to go in.
Don't you like when the winter's gone and all of a sudden it start getting warm? The trees and the grass start looking fresh and the sun in the sky be looking at best. Birds be singing, vibe be booming, a lot of brand new cars be zooming. Fly girls looking the best they could be and the guys be dookie-dookie, and you see. Besides all that, I like the warm weather, cause that's when you can get yourself together. But I like Easter time with the grand, cause when I little used to go to Coney Island, we used to eat a lot of stuff like cotton candy. Cause back then it was like fine and dandy. You used to get dressed up in double knits and your plaid suit jackets today with the shits. The good old days was back then, and the reason I reminisce called
it's spring again. Everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now girls, have you ever broke up with your boyfriend and you felt that the world was coming to an end? Sitting around the house packed for no reason, just because you thought your man was skeezing for a couple of days, looked gloomy and gray, thinking about the old happy days. All of a sudden the telephone ring, he begged for your forgiveness, and you know what that brings? Joy and happiness into your life, before you felt like your heart was stabbed by a knife. I'm telling you girls, keep the man that you got, cause if you cheat you might need a VD shot. You know two wrongs don't make a right, and if you did something wrong, don't do the same, it's not polite. Please don't make this breaking up a trend, because
it's spring again. Oh, everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now fellas, have you ever
ever met a girl that tried to front and wanted you to act like you was on a hunt? I used to see my homeboys frown and fret for a girl that always trying to play hard to get. I know I quoted myself, I must admit, and said anything you want, you gotta work hard for it. Me the diabolical, be obsessed and go off with something that a girl possess? They're really on yours like a pair of drawers. They want you to be like Santa Claus. They want drug dealers and four-wheelers, truck jewelry, they expect you to steal her. Shit, I know they must be bugging. They better hit the streets and do their own mugging. But in this case, you would just overlook her, send her on her way and say I can't help you, hooker.
It's spring again. Everybody knows spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
To the radio, not he or she, because it's time for them to get recognized. This is my version of the Nobel Peace Prize. That's why I'm coming out my face like this. Far as negativity, you never get this. If it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this is some for the radio. To the radio DJs, they play all the hits on 7 days, and even on the weekends, the DJs will be freaking without a doubt, because everyone is unique in the way they cut the records and be talking. It's how doodle extra crazy death on a Walkman to all the disc jockeys that's on the go.
This is some for the radio.
Is on the radio, greatly appreciate what you've done for me. And my reward to you is my MUSIC. Straight up, I make the music just for you, so you can do the extra crazy Bismarck dance too, or even do the dance made up by yourself, as long as you use your good physical health. Because you're the one to make the radio hype, like fresh tobacco and a brand new pipe. A program director always pick the right hits, like putting some salt and pepper and butter on grits. I always look up the program directors, cause they're the ones the jam selectors. A couple of years ago when I didn't have a record playing on the radio, I thought to myself, saying, if I ever get the chance to play my stuff, I'm gonna make everything extra tough. Cause radio will last to infinity, as long as my name is the B-I-Z, Ebba's the A-R-K, and I'm here to say, number one entertainment source in the like USA. Cause if it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this is something for the radio. Okay, let's
let me tell you what I hear most people say, that you two people are a part of life. It explains why Romeo died by the knife. Or was it the poison on Juliet lips, or vice versa? I don't know, it make my mind flip. Whichever way it was, it's very educational. So look at the movie and listen, cause it's sensational. And if you hear the music, you can never go wrong. I want everybody sing along. Now come on now. Romeo and Juliet getting busy. 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 So the R-O-M-E-O and the J-U-L-E-T. I think the thing he did was to get respect. The way that I see it, it was a great deed. But cause if it wasn't, he wouldn't succeed in getting Juliet's heart and love and care and all of the moments they had to share. But I really want you just to check out the plot of the movie. It is groovy, it will hit the spot. It will make you laugh and make you cry. And that's when you know you will be satisfied. I wouldn't tell you nothing that wasn't right. Cause the diabolical is out of sight. Yo, Romeo and Juliet should be household names. Their name should be in the Hall of Fame. With my funky beat, you can never go wrong. I want everybody to sing this song. Now bust it out now. Romeo and Juliet get it busy. Romeo and Juliet get it busy. Romeo and Juliet get it busy. Romeo, Romeo, ha! Romeo and Juliet get it busy. Romeo and Juliet get it busy. Romeo and Juliet get it busy. Romeo, Romeo, ha!
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Biz Markie, welcome to the Ensign Rap Show. Biz, how did you get your name, brother?
Well, I used to be busy getting in trouble, and my name is Markie anyway, so I put them both together.
And that's your name. Tell me how your style differs from the Fat Boys and, say, Dougie Fresh.
Well, Doug, he's like more of a precise beatbox, like a more of an instrument. Fat Boys, you know, they're good, but I guess they just do, you know, what they're gonna do.
Show us your style, man.
My name is Biz Markie, the human Ongestine.
And show me how that differs from Dougie Fresh and the Fat Boys. What's their style?
Well, Doug Fresh style is like... Fat Boys like... You know, my style is like more, I got like more different kind of variety.
One of your best and biggest records on the street is The Vapors. Tell us the story behind The Vapors.
Oh, check this out. Here's how it go. Westwood, TV, and even the press. So what's the meaning of V-A-P-O-R-S? The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be down when you're down and out. Now when you got a house and then you got money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Just like New York got a lot of skyscrapers. Yo, this is the meaning of The Vapors.
Safe, bro. How true is that?
That is definitely true. Every episode that I talked about is true. You know, like Swan tried to talk to this girl, but she wanted to talk to drug dealers and stuff. And then, you know, Kane, people didn't like him around his way, but now they like him. And, you know, Vaughn Cool V, he tried to get this job in his store. And, you know, all my, you know, everything, you know, everybody looked at me, underrated me as a rapper, and but then I just sat down and wrote stuff to myself, and it's like a more of a revenge thing, you know, like putting it back in your face.
Fizz, tell us the story behind Pickin' Boogers, which was a big street hit for you over here.
Well, Pickin' Boogers, to me, you know, that came from my heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the incidents really happened, you know, when I was in school or when I was on the train or with the girl, you know. So I said, I wanted to put it away where it wasn't nasty, but it was still funny, and what a deaf, you know, deaf beat.
Can you give some of that rap now?
Yeah. Now let me take a trip down memory lane, back in public school with my partner Kane. When I was class clown, and he was my brother, sitting at the desk plucking boogers at each other. Never did we work as we were supposed, cause we were too busy digging up our nose, you know?
What was the reaction to the radio stations in New York? Did they play that?
Nah, they only the midnight shows, you know, like the night shows. They didn't play it cause they said it was, you know, oh, it's about boogies. What if you be at your dinner table and, you know.
Tell me about Biz's dance, because that was one of the big things of the tour. Where did that come about?
Oh, see, I was, ever since, like, 5 or 6 years old, I always did the Biz dance, you know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, you got to go like this. You got to throw your legs up, you know.
Yo, we're here, we're chilling with Biz Markie. He's in town, for Yo Gabba Gabba. Thanks for too much for taking the time, man.
Yeah, anytime.
Did you ever think back in the day, back when you were making beats in Long Island 25 years ago, that you'd be on tour with a bunch of cuddly characters doing this?
Well, I always wanted to do a kid show. And, you know, I guess now that's like the purest form of anything now, entertainment now. Start off with the kids. It's raw.
What does it mean, you know, I need a haircut. You were a pioneer at the time, dropping samples and stuff. And you're sort of pioneering children's TV, or re-pioneering children's TV, dropping beats now on kids' shows and teaching kids about hip-hop and rhyming. Is that important to you?
Well, yeah, that's very important, because we got to teach the kids from the beginning. If we teach kids negativity from the beginning, they're just going to grow up to be negative. They teach positive. Positive means a plus.
Is that something that you see in hip hop today? Is that it's not, you know, not as positive as it was when you guys started out, and that, you know, there's not the coolest messages being dropped? And
right now, there's no messages being dropped in hip hop. It's just straight, you know, you know what I mean.
Are there any MCs or DJs? I know that, you know, you're mostly into the underground scene, probably specifically in New York, but are there any MCs or DJs coming up that you think people should be looking out for?
I haven't really saw anybody, because I've been on the road, so.
Right.
You know, they got a lot of people coming out. They got a lot of good people coming.
As far as beatboxing goes right now, is, you know, Razzel and Matsyahu, who are the guys that you think are really good beatboxers?
Rozelle's good, Scratch is great, and, you know, I've been looking online, there's a lot of people out of the country that's incredible. I got somebody in Canada, I forgot the name, but I got some girls that's dope, too.
Really?
Yeah, I saw online. I saw YouTube.
This whole Yo Gabba Gabba thing's really taken off, not just because of, you know, what you're doing on it, but the whole vision of the show and getting lots of guests. We were talking about, it's just a wide variety of people that are lending their songs to the show. What do you attribute that to?
I attribute that to a lot of the artists have kids and they understand the show. It ain't about, you know, the show ain't about trying to get large or nothing, but the show is about having fun with kids, and it's just a great show. It's like a great alternative show. No, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy.
What else are you working on besides working on the show? You working on a record or anything?
I'm thinking about a record, but you know how the radio these days are, it's fickle. So
yeah,
but I'm thinking of working on another kids show. I'm trying to be the Black Mr. Rogers. So.
And what about the Beastie Boys? How's MCA doing? Are you still?
Oh yeah, I talked to him. He's getting a little better. Soon as they better, we all going on tour. So
you're going on tour with them?
Yeah.
Are you on the new record or on any of the stuff?
They didn't finish everything yet. They're waiting for him to get better.
Right. And then you're going to pop
in. Yeah, I got like two. I'm going to probably do one or two with them.
Cool. Let's put this business to rest. The Biz versus the Nuge. Yeah. Biz wins every time?
No, it's just... oh, yeah, definitely. But that was just the record. Like Ted Nugent, I used to love his records when I lived in Long Island.
Right.
Him, Jefferson Starship, Steve Miller.
Right.
So every time I used to listen to that album, I used to love that record because the drums were so good.
Right, right.
So I was on the phone with the Beastie Boys because I just came from their house in L.A. And I said, yo, I got something for your album. Check this out. The Beastie Boys. And then I was on the phone with them for like 3-4 hours. Kept doing it over. My voice was even going.
Rad. Cool. Well, thanks so much for taking the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, boss.
And we'll see you real soon. Thanks.
Needle. This is what Theodore, Grandmaster Flash, Cash Money, Jazzy Jeff, Barry B, all the great DJs, God bless the dead, Master Don, and DST and all, and they used to do stuff like this. Now I'm gonna show you what they call a blend. This is what they call a blend. You start this record, right? This is an instrumental by John N. KG Master. He's funky, People that master this is called blend artists, like Grandmaster Vic. You got a kid named Dirty Harry. You got Ron G and all the people like that up there. But I'm a master in my own mind, as you can see. Jack of all trades.
Thank you. hip hop in 88 was one, it has to be one of the best years ever besides the beginning, because you had people like Rick, you had EPMD with More Bounce, you had Rob Bass out with It Takes Two, you had Kane now. It was just an explosion era of you had all the clubs, you had the Quarters, you had the Parrot, you had the Rooftop, you had all the drug dealers partying with us. And you know, it was just a cool era. You had to be cool to be down in that era. You had to have money cool, you had to have Jeeps, you had to have the Jetta, you had to have the Benz, the BM, you had to have the Jeep, you had to have the little Suzuki, you had to have, you had to be going to Ted Steaks, you had to go to Tony Romo's across the street from the Quarters, you had to go to City Island, you had to go to One Fish, Two Fish, you had to hang in Brooklyn at the time at Albee Square Mall. You had to take pictures on the Deuce. What else? You had to go to the Carnival on 161st Street. You had to go to Harlem Week. You had to go to the joints on at the State Building. At that time in 88, I remember me and Rick. I was there, what was it, 48 for 47 where Def Jam was.
48
We were sitting in the car. He said, "Yo, I'm gonna let you hear this, but you not don't tell nobody." He played Moment of Fear. My head fell off. I had to pull it back on. Because it was the style. He did this in the
But I'm sitting on my lunch break, grinding my teeth. It's the last day of the week. Boy, what a relief. My muscles kinda ache, they felt rigid and stiff. So I looked around and I smoked this big fat split. Now I'm happy as can be, I'm in this my head spell. I put some visor in my eyes so that no one can tell. It's 12:55, almost time for the bell. Put the breakfast in the mouth so that the mouth don't smell.
Oh my God! We can have, what's it called? Po-po-pee-po-pee! Then we went to go get some Chinese food.
So Rick, to you, 88, that year, around about that year, what did hip hop mean to you then?
88, you know, for me, that was like my golden era, you know, my age generation golden era, you know what I mean? We was on tour, Cool J and stuff, me, EMP and D, De La Soul, K, you know? You know, so it was like different varieties of hip hop, just a different like grapes, apples, oranges, bananas and stuff of hip hop, you know what I mean? So it was like a variety of styles of hip hop, you know what I mean?
It wasn't just hip hop, it was the culture of living at that time. Mm-hmm.
It's black culture, you know, the unidentified.
You had the Jamaican,
segregated.
You had Alpo AZ, Rich Era. You had the dudes in the Bronx, the Club 371, you had Billy Washington, and all of them, it was like more peace. People wasn't dying like that at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, you might heard a nigga got shot.
He died.
He got robbed. He just put some rope tussling on the cousin and just healed up.
Like, do you feel like that year set the blueprint for hip hop, like for the years to come? Like,
yes.
Everything is reinventing itself from that year.
From 86 on up to 89 set the blueprint for hip hop coming, because it was so many groups blooming at that time. And so many people just learning stuff. You know what I mean? So Rick came out with the incredible album at that time that he did most of it. He came out when at that time when Children's Story, that wasn't even my favorite record. But my favorite record was Hey Young World. You know I'm in the slow record. Hey Young World and Moment I Fear. Yo, the rhyme styles he used on Lick the Balls.
Excuse me, I'm trying to earn a mere buck or two. A silent rapper come in, and who the fuck are you? Around this part of town with diamonds and your girl in fur. I'm trying to enter in this rap contest you're having, sir. You're trying to lay flat tire, well let's do a cut. Well alright, pay me now, and you'll be after her. I hope I don't mess up or run out of breath or even Rick. Don't worry, hon, you hit him harder than a fucking brick.
Remembrance Day. Is it the
Come on, man. It was incredible. All right,
so to close this off here now, Rick and Envis, when did you first get in tune or first hear or meet EPMD or Eric Parrish? Do you recall that moment?
Well, first of all, I knew Parrish and Eric and them because they were from around my, they were from our island of Brentwood. So I knew Parrish's brother, you know, but I knew Eric too. And Eric was a young boy when he first made his record. And I told him, I said, yo, man, check that contract. Because, you know, these people get funny with the contracts. And, you know, and at the time I was helping them, I used to help them get into the clubs and some of the, like I gave them a couple of their first shows, you know what I mean? Okay. Rooftop Mike and Dave shows, you know what I mean?
How about you, man?
Well, we was on tour together, so, you know, they were doing their thing, you know what I mean? Like pair MCs together, you know what I mean? There wasn't too many pair MCs except for maybe both the generation before us, like Run DMC and them. So they were doing their thing. They stepped the game up for the pairs, you know what I mean?
And they always had funky beats.
They really kept it to the market of the rap audience, which was good, you know what I mean? Because sometimes we lose focus. I forget there was an audience for a rap audience alone, you know what I mean? So it was a good when they made that like crossover and stuff like that.
Like when they made their album was an album that everybody can listen to, even if you're young and you didn't know how to rap. It gave you inspiration to rap. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically, like I was saying, if I was rudely interrupted by this nigga, no, I'm hungry,
right? I'm hungry, right?
You're right. Like I said, what they did was they're known for like catering to a rap audience strictly. So, because there's a market for a rap audience strictly, just like there's a market for a rock audience strictly, and there's a market for a country audience strictly. There's a market for a rap audience strictly, and we need to know what the ingredients of the rap audience strictly is.
Understood.
It's like a little bit of R&B, not a holy, and a little bit of Black History, and just keep it gritty.
And let them know about the jewelry that how like the kids that's out today. They think that they starting something new, but this is something that you've been doing.
First of all, we wear real shoes. Next, I'm gonna start coming to parties with magnets. Come on, a strong magnet to the party. Okay, Rick always been Johnny Jewelry and always with the Clarks. Rick always been Johnny Jewelry or Billy Bally's. Always had the Bally's and the Wallabies. Right or wrong?
Right. But so basically, yeah. What he's like trying to say, I said about like a black audience or the hip hop audience or the segregated audience, no disrespect to nobody, you know. It's basically you learn from your forefathers. It's not that, you know. Some people may have found a messed up way of living, but you can still learn from something like this style. Like people, like I wouldn't honor drug dealing, but you can honor how they spend the dope. You know what I mean? Like yeah. they laced the car. They knew how to blend colors.
Well, I used to hang with them because I used to get some food.
Same thing with pimps before our generation. They knew how to lace cars and dress. And yeah. You know how to play with you know how to spend your money. So you know how to spend your money, which would excel your mating core, if you understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So when you see people wearing like a lot of heavy ice, it was like giants back then. It was hard to keep up with giants.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they had giant dough and they spent their giant dough
on
in a segregated environment in such a way that it increased their mating core. Which we learn, each one teach one, you know what I'm saying?
Like back in the days when I used to hang with Rick when, you know, he used to let me hang out with him. And when he used to let me hang out with him, he told me the next phase would be diamonds and furs, and he was right.
And anyway, and like you said before, you're on the come up, sometimes you gotta fake the jewels if you got them front, you know what I mean? Nobody gotta know the joints is fake. You know, just front until you can
But how did you foresee that? How did you foresee that would be the transition to furs and diamonds back then?
Well, furs and diamonds was always out. You know, if you follow African American history from as far back as
it goes. It goes too far back like this.
That's real.
It goes far back like this. Y'all see? It goes this far back.
Run that! Run that!
I'm gonna get a quarter water so I can send it by check.
Quick, Ricky, just sign out and then we out of here.
All right, 5 minutes, 5 minutes.
Here we go. Bismarck. Ricky D. AK Slick Rick. Bye bye.
I'm Brown House. Give my man by Lamar in the house. PDJ Pete, crazy DJ in the house. Craig Z and the crew. And my man Hot Day in the house. Can't forget my cousin, Godfather D, and my man Sherm in the house. Goofy, I should say some old death joint to this,
yeah,
right?
Kick it.
I'm gonna kick one of my new joints. You don't stop. You keep on to the break of dawn. Have your oops, even though I messed up. It don't even matter. I make the place erupt. The original beat, I think I made RK. And I can go all night. I rock to the break of day. I'm the original beat. I see the L of the A. I'm down with Cool V. And my man TJ. And Swan and Word is born. And my cousin came in the morning. And I rock till the rhythm go on and on and on. And even though I don't have nothing to say, I still can rock a party to the break of day. When my producer say Marlin, all the ladies of the 80s say that he's a darling. Whether it's coming from like Long Island and junk, I'm down to wreck and don't be a punk. Well, my man Pete cutting it up for the BRZ, the ABKRE. And even though I don't say nothing, I'm down to wreck your body and don't be bluffing. This beat sound funky, doodle extra crazy like death. I rock till the rhythm without no breath, and I don't need no claret to Listerine, cause my breath is clean. Hip to the heart, then you don't jitter, they're quitting. All of a sudden, my records is written by me. I'm sitting on the toilet, Dutch writing. Bound to wreck your body with the rhythm of exciting niggas in the say to me. How did you get the name the SKB? I'm the best at Zing, man, appointed rap king in effect. I'm bound to wreck and I rock and collect my checks from Warner. Bound to wreck and never be a goner. I can rock to the rhythm on and on and on and on to the break. MCs be making, is it because I'm a Bismarck? I'll never be mistaken for nobody except Patrick Ewing. They be saying Bismarcky be doing basketballing. I just be saying yes, y'allin'. And niggas will agree that I'll be like calling your girl. Nah, I'm not like that. Never into girls, just into my music, y'all. You hip till the rhythm and you don't dare quitting. Just to rock the mic and don't be counterfeit. That beat is kind of hype. Yo, Ace, I think it's your turn, Yo, but before Ace get on, yo, cut this up a little bit and throw in that ultimate joint. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not playing. Throw that ultimate joint on.
In the place.
Yeah, this do sound kind of funky, bitch. Let me see what I can do with it. Yeah, check it out. Get involved. Like shake it until it's broke. Here's a chance for the dance floor to smoke. Become a part of the groove, though some are harder. You're lost in the beat like sauce, but not tartar. So deaf, you lose your breath, you need oxygen. Lungs fail, inhale, then turn up the box again. And let it play, cause action's here to stay. And by the way, this is by the capital A-C-E. See, I just gave a taste of my spicy speech. Now guess the flavor. Was it grape-like?
Nope.
Or was it cherry-like?
Nope.
Or was it lemon-like? Nah, it's what the women like. Cause it's hitting hard like arithmetic. Suckers are sitting cause they can't deal with my quick style. The watch is out, keep on keeping on. Ace action, that's who you're sleeping on. But this here's the wake-up call as I break up all MCs in a rap brawl. Suckers, I break up like glass dishes cause I'm past vicious. So yo, any last wishes before I send you to the guillotine? Sharp rhymes drop from the sky, just a killer fiend. Whack, that's the sound as it comes down. On your head, what you said got thumbs down. So clear the stage and hear all the rage in the voice of the capital A as I engage in a rap flurry. I trap and then bury the weak that try to speak words in a hurry. You're moving too fast, so reduce your speed, cause it's juice you need, and you thought that you G'd, but you came off like a permanent ink stain. The crews that lose just ooze down the sink drain, never again to be heard from. So take this word from the master ace and give a nerd some. And then and only then will he see the light. Open your eyes to what's right. You bust this. Yo, my man, I'll be. Why don't you get on the mic and drop a rhyme for me?
Throw that other beat on, though. Throw that other beat on. Funky. One, two, one, two. Can't do my mama do. You and the crew. Got my man, Molly Ball. Can't forget my man, Lee Young in the house. I'm freaking packed in the house. Hey, you got Big Daddy Kane in the house. Juice Crew in the house. That's right. Hey, my name is Ben Marquis. We gonna rock a little something like this. One, two. What you gonna do? I say yes, yes, y'all. Sugar be all. Party having people guarantee to be like having a ball. Hey, we gonna do a little something like this, I say. I'm the rap promoter. I start to motor. Tour from New York to South Dakota. Ginger ale or root beer soda. Never get the girls with the underarm odor. Put me on water. I'm a good photo. When I run for prez, you better see your voter. Once knew a girl by the name of Voda. I watched Star Wars just to see Yoda. A R2-D2 driving down a BQ. When I buy Franks, I make sure they Hebrew. When I'm entertained and love to treat you. Love to see a girl in the night that see through. Take it to the crib. Turn on the beta. Watch a good flip by on the sports. Maybe Commando or the Terminator. Peace, party people. See you later, Big Daddy. My man, my mellow, get on the mic, cause you know you eat jello.
Check it out, y'all. You don't stop. Keep on. Well, it's the cane in the flesh. Of course I'm fresh. Oh, you thought that I was rotten? Huh, I beg your pardon. To me, getting paid and getting busy fall together. So a man of my avion. Never could I be weak. Why, I'm rather unique. I got style, flavor, grace, and plus a different technique that I be using and not many can manage. So a brother like me, I do damage just by picking up the mic to go solo. I cold turn a party on out, and oh yo, I get physical, mystical, very artistical, giving party people something funky to listen to. That's why the other MCs can't swing long. I stomp them out just like I was King Kong, stepping on roaches. I get ferocious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I go on and on and on and until a bright Shirley Murdoch morning. Cause I'm a pimp, hear the primp, just the imp terror, bringing much terror in your era. I'm ready, willing, and I'm able to bust the move. Never use a barbershop, I got my homeboy's spoon. Cooling out with the clippers right around the way. To keep a fresh cameo cut every day. Like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that of the that. It's like that, y'all. Cause I'm the prosecutor. Taking a stand, and I'm cross-examining you, my man. The judge and jury, releasing my fury. The verdict that I've reached for you is rather blurry. You see, the name Kane is superior to many people. It means King Asiatic, nobody's equal. I hate to brag, but damn, I'm good. And if mics were a gun, I'd be Clint Eastwood. And if rap was a game, I'd be MVP. Most valuable poet on the MIC. Or if rap was a school, I'd be the principal. Oh, fuck it, the Kane is invincible. To be specific, I may die one day, but my rhymes will remain like a hieroglyphic. It's a certain special skill that takes much practice. I got it good, apparently you lack this. So in turn, sit back and learn. Listen close, this is for your own concern. Let me show you exactly how it's properly done. Light, camera, action. A rap pro, do a show, good to go. Also, cameo, afro, virgo, domino, I go Rambo, gigolo, Romeo. Friday night, spend money on a hotel to get a good night's sleep. I'm keeping in step. Now do I come off? Yep.
Up the place.
Makes me giggle and laugh, but about to come up with a smooth paragraph, and I break it down so quick and so fast with there's a market and jazz. Get loose with the juice. Been doing this shit since 80 deuce. Cut you loose. So watch it. Watch out.
Right here.
Ah!
That is
funky. It's diabolical with my man Snoop Doggy. That nigga dance. And we came to rock a little something like this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and
I'm about to see what I'm alone with. A superpean, flying human being. I'm seeing the game with my nigga B got Zekin and my cousin DJ Zekin agreeing upon the game. And we fly like Europeans across the world, catching fly girls. Take you to the party and we dump you off. Keep everything smooth, hard, not soft. Get you up, sit you up, put your joints in the air. I lit you up, I get you up in the right type of atmosphere. Snoop Dogg is in the house, yeah, yeah.
It don't stop, don't quit. Too hard and too cold, too legitimate. I just be like doing what I got to do. And we keep on doing what we got to do. Yo, Bismarck, let's get the party just started real live and high. Let's get on to the beat, let's get mine and ride. I like to do what we came to do, so get funky.
Okay, it's the original, but y'all together, y'all okay. Every time they hear me, you know I break your day. Gotta give a shout out to the place NJ. Snoop Doggy Dogg and the D to the A. Z to the Zia, Z original Bia. Zika, B, R, K, I put the E, get deep with Liga. Another MC can't rock or reach. That's why we rockin' from NY to Long Beach. Long Beach, that means that we're here to teach. Guaranteed to rock and rock, don't preach. I don't know what I'm faking. I'm going like crazy, like, ah! Oh, hey, whoops-a-daisy. Listen to me, I'm the original. Every time I rock, I eat Fruit Loop cereal. Marky King Swing doing my thing. All of a sudden, they were saying ting-a-ling-a-ling like my man named Shabba. I'm here to grab her. No, you're here to grab her. Go ahead, Snoop, and
I'm up in the pooling. I keep it cooling. Just like Slick Rick, I'm quick and I'm steady ruling. No diamond chains and no diamond rings. Just me on the microphone and I'ma work my thing. I give it up, I live it up, and when I'm rocking on the mic, I did you up, so you can get into the right type of mode, and let Snoop Dogg step in the house and get at the hoes. Now they getting upset, but we keep it wet, and we gon' make your body and your whole neck is checked. You get to running, we get to gunning. It takes a whole lot to be number one, and it's fun doing all us, cause we keep on doing what we got to do to stay on the top. We won't stop, so we rock on with our bad selves. I say we rock on
with our bad selves,
you know.
For the people, can I turn it out? Do what I gotta do, and I do without a doubt. It's the D to the Z, Mr. Dillinger. Doing that willingly, so hard it's just killing ya. So smooth, so hardcore. Who's that man knocking at your door? It's me, the original one. Grab the microphone and some will get done. It's the B-I-Z-M-A-R-K-I-E-E-A to the Z, S and O-L-O-P. Yo, what's up with that?
Say what?
Get on the mic and get the niggas back.
Hey, Mom, guess who's coming to dinner? One of the grandest, the great Sergey Spinner, hella fine king. My voice is clear, soon to be elected as MC of the year. I am Marky, the super duper rapper. Super hit from let my rockin' with the clapper. If you ever hear me, rock with the flower. Think of Richard Doe, never saw Shenandoah. Shenandoah? Yeah, that's like a player. Think of Richard Doe, Biazi, Emma, the Aya. Hey, got with the Ea, Swea, Via. Original Biz Marquis, the original Via. With my man Snoop on the side of me. Baby, don't get on the mic for me.
So just lay your head back and throw it to the side. Let's roll with the dough, and everything is alright.
That's right.
You just lay your head back and just put it to the side. And now you're rolling with the dough, and everything is alright. Ladies and gents, players and pimps, listen to the word that I drop, it's common sense. No denominator, no player hater, just the innovator and the paper creator. I get the people jumping, singing something when I'm holding the mic. Recite tight lyrics, don't bite. It's Snoop Dogg on the freestyle tip. Catch your grip and please don't slip, cause we gon' dip. Skip to my loo, what you gonna do? You can't fuck with nobody, yeah, mama, up a crew.
Crew?
Crew.
Crew?
Crew.
Crew.
Get on the mic and do what you do.
It's just the D-O to the G, P-O, the U-N-D, the D-A-Z gets down frequently. I be on that and I be in it.
I got some fresh
and everybody knows that I be representing to good.
Plain and simple, I'm just a hardcore rap nigga. Tell me what you feel, how you feel down to sit down. I got the beatbox, then that's get down. I take you back to 83 with a style. We on the corner getting buck wild. Me and Snoop Dogg, two chavs, a pawn that's raised to misbehave. Doing what we doing is raised to be what the fuck the world want us to be. Now they want us to be so unhappily. We ain't nobody, we just somebody who do something to rock the party. What you say back in the days, Lordy, Lordy?
I mean, like back in the days when I was on the east side, niggas used to try to come kick me, but you know I survived because I was too slick and too sly on my toes. Back in the days, I didn't love them hoes. That's probably why I do myself the same way I did when I was growing up on the side and I was a crazy kid. I mean, I used to live the lifestyle that they never thought I could because I was just an OG representing my hood. 20 crib till I slip, till I fall off the planet. Niggas didn't understand it, but that's the way that I had to plan it. Like Janet, I was in control, I had to fold my bank. Niggas getting jealous out of hand because Snoop Dogg was got to think of the hellified master plan, swellified, telefied man. Let me put it back, you in perspective. Goddamn, and I put it back, sweat it back. Man, let's take a foot. Snoop Dogg's on the microphone, and yes, I'm about to put your seat against the wall. Don't try to stall. Biz Mark got the beat and the rhyme. It's by Doggy Dog. Scratching, matching beats and rhymes, matching them all the time. Niggas getting jealous, but bitches is loving that shit all the time. So we can't worry about what them niggas say. We worry about them, what them hoes talking about, because them hoes is the one that's gonna be laying up with you at your house. Laying in the bed, giving a nigga head. That's what it feels like. Everything is so good. I mean, damn, baby. Damn.
Yo, you know this is. I like to say rest in peace to Aaliyah,
Sweet Thing,
and Lefron Lopez. But, you know, shout out to my man Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, check it out, Jet Li. I'ma bring it to you like this. Drop a three-pointer from the corner like Swish. Walk around with a name belt and a funky new rap. Shell tops, new in-space invaders cap. Old school like bread and gravy. Me and Monty roll together like Fred and Grady. Ain't nothing you can say to stop this madman. Play defender, centipede, and Miss Pac-Man. Just like my Aluther, I had a dream. In a house with no heat, just kerosene. Call Bismarck so you get the better connection. That type of weird Tim's to a wetter reception. I'm so smart, I even got a GED. Plus the video, BET, and MTV. I'm the best thing out there, go ask your mom. Spend the money on car just to pass the time. Four chicken wings with shrimp fried rice. That's good.
Good.
Beef and broccoli with a little white rice. That's good. Chicken chow mein with a little white rice. That's good.
Vegetable.
I need a couple of egg rolls in my neighborhood. That's good. Good. Time rhyma, large like Big Mama. Keep three girls on the couch like old drama. End every line with period, no comma. Hide now till I'm found like Osama. Walk on water filled with piranhas. Winter tie with thin coats with no liner. If I ever lose my girl, I go find her. If not, I got Cheryl and Tawana. Right back on ya, yep, the old timer. Any contract you got, a no signer. Smoke or you drugs or no kinda. Everything that I wear is Dosana. Just like Dolce, Hank with Gobana. Bismarck play his part, the show timer. Make any party hot like Yasana. And still keep the crowd controlled with no drama. Four chicken wings with shrimp fried rice. That's good. Beef and broccoli with a little white rice. That's good.
Tu dis à ta blonde, change-toi tes habits en guidoune. Change ton mot de passe que je vois tes messages. Vas-tu finir par changer d'idée, maudit de bokeh? Change d'air quand tu me parles. Tu vas changer de job. Faut que tu changes d'amis. Je te conseille de changer de ton. Ben, c'est pas à elle de changer. C'est à toi. La violence faite aux femmes, ça s'arrête maintenant. Sensibilisons, intervenons et appelons SOS Violence Conjugale. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you.
following is a previously broadcast program.
There is this thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Off the Hour, right here on CQT 90.3 FM. We are 11 days into the month of November. We are broadcasting from unceded Mohawk and Anishinaabe territory. You are tuned in to The Avalanche, a special presentation of CQT's Community News Department. The Avalanche seeks to cover issues affecting those with disabilities. I'm your host, Zoe. On today's show, audio from the newest episode of Crip Talk Corner. This episode is hosted by Gift Zuma and Amy Lowe, and it is on the topic of movement and the recent American federal election.